Hey, everybody, it's JT, and this is a special version of Barbecue Nation. It is brought to you in part by Painted Hills Natural Beef. Beef you can be proud to serve your family and friends. That's Painted Hills Natural Beef.
It's time for Barbecue Nation with JT. So fire up your grill, light the charcoal, and get your smoker cooking. Now, from the Turn It, Don't Burn It studios in Portland, here's JT.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Nation. That's Barbecue Nation. I'm JT, along with my co-host, Co-Commander. And co-golfer on the new show we've got coming out a little later. We'll talk about that more in the show. Dave and Chris are doing whatever they do in the back. We'd like to thank the folks at Painted Hills Natural Beef, beef the way nature intended. And we've got a real treat today. We've got Tina Cannon with us. Tina, if you watch barbecue on TV, if you will, she was the winner of the Netflix American Barbecue Showdown. She's been on Food Network Discovery. She's a celebrity chef. She's got 35 years in the culinary industry. And the most important thing, she's been an executive chef and an owner, but she's been a sous chef. And I think that's really important. I do. I'm just saying
they do all the work.
They do all the work.
Hey, I haven't even dishwashed. So, you know, I'm doing it. Yeah.
Well, first of all, welcome to the show. It's a pleasure to have you.
Thank y'all.
We'll get to kind of Tina's historical stuff a little later, but what was your experience like on Netflix? Leanne and I have both done reality shows. We have kind of mixed emotions about them, more mixed than emotion. But tell us about your experience on that.
Well, it was a long, hot 21 days. I know that's right, because, you know, we filmed it in the months that didn't appear to when it is, you know, that's TV. Mm-hmm. Right. But, you know, I think overall it was a great experience, honestly. Even though, yes, it's considered reality, you know, you can always come up, this is a few years later now that, you know, since it was filmed, you can always take away more positive than bad. You know, it's like, I guess, childbirth, even though I don't have kids, you know, you don't remember the pain. Yeah, because it was long days and it was very, very hot and very grueling. But when they edited it, it actually made it seem very kumbaya-ish. I thought, you know what I mean?
What's so amazing to me in the shows is that you pretty much have a dedicated camera person on each person, right? So it isn't like they're going around with one camera. So how they edit these shows with all of the footage, especially 21 days, I doubt they filmed the whole 21, but even say it's 10 days of 10 pitmasters, 12 hours a day, and they got to get it down a 1 hour show. I'm just amazed that they can edit the way that they do and capture like the cool moments. To me, it's a really incredible job they do.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was on Barbecue Brawl too, like you were. And it was very different, Food Network and Netflix. Netflix had a lot more camera operators. They had those little mounted cameras above us. We had two people on us all the time. There was a lot more involved in Netflix. I mean, they had, it was unbelievable. They had the cameras that are on the wires, like you see at football games. Mm-hmm. They had some things that they did not air. Because COVID happened after that, and I think the world was wanting something different. Like, we all got along and everything was great, you know? you know, it's very hard when you have to be sequestered with the same people of all different types of people for 21 days. Mm-hmm. Because even on what's called the dark days, which means that's the days of their union, they have days that people have, you know, can't work on those days. I guess it's like air traffic controllers, the same thing. You know, we have to eat everything but sleep in the same room. And that was discouraged. But you know, you have to do everything with them. Breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Right.
You know, and then you have to worry because you're mic'd up all the time. Like, what if you just, on your dark day, you just wanted to stay in your room and veg and watch TV? You know, you're so keyed up, you don't want them to use, you know, that be against you. You want to be very positive and up all the time. Because you don't really know what to expect. Uh-huh. You just don't. And
I find that when you're mic'd up, you forget the mic is there after a while. And you sometimes catch yourself like, oh my God, I'm mic'd up.
You know, I know I've said this on the podcast before. I think I was on a show in 2014, which if you took a potty break, they turned it off, even though they were in there with you, and they turned it back on. My experience with Netflix, and I don't know if this is their policy. I don't know. I'm just saying what happened to me. Uh-huh. It was on all the time. And the very last day when I was waiting to see who won, whatever happened, I went into the ladies' room. And while I was in there, I said a quick prayer. And it was so crazy after it was over and they filmed me and I found out I'd won and I was outside and I went, woo. He said, my producer, you're assigned to somebody that's with you all the time, said, that prayer worked, didn't it? So I was like, oh my God, they've heard me in the bathroom. That was the last day, the 21st day, every time I've been in there. And I didn't even think about it till then. I went, Oops.
I guess that's why I didn't do very good, Leanne, on my reality show, because I probably did the opposite, but she was saying how
I didn't pray for a win. I prayed that just get me through this, because I was like, when at the end of it, that was like true, that was not acting. When I kind of fell and Rasheed caught me, I was like, I was so exhausted. We'd been up 24 hours and I was just totally exhausted and stressed out to the max. I was at my very end of my rope, for sure. Yeah. So that was not like I'm not a, actress. So it was not acting. So I was really, really surprised and of course happy.
Yeah. Well, of course.
Hard to get woohoo, when you're exhausted.
Right.
Sometimes, though, when you're producing something, that's when you get actually the best reactions, is when people are pressed to their absolute frayed limits.
Yeah.
And then
I think you're right. Because with Ashley, he when he ripped his sleeves off of his shirt, that was all real. I mean, they feed you stuff to try to get you to egg each other on and stuff. Right. Some people go for it and some don't. I really didn't. Because that's just not me to be mean to somebody. But he was really, really exhausted, I think, and at the end of his rope when that happened. And he kind of like, I thought he was going to leave. I mean, he was very stressed out. So that most everything on there, I think, was real. They did, like I say, egg a few things on, and a couple cast members, I think they asked to do certain things, but I wasn't asked to do anything. They wanted me to kind of badger a little bit, that's just not really me.
My producer asked me to tell the truth, and I looked in the camera and I said, you really want me to tell the truth? And the camera guy who I'd made friends with went, no.
Cut.
So that was the end of my reality series right there.
People don't really realize, I know y'all do, but they are talking to you the entire time. So when you're talking out loud, you're really talking to someone, but people just don't see that. And then the hardest part really too was to 3 days later when they ask you about a certain dish, okay, I was like, what? I don't even, what did I make? I mean, I had to ask them so I could like remember that day, or they would have to show you on their phone. See, this is when I'm like, oh, okay. To remember, because you're so tired and have to be so keyed up all the time and on your toes, because they're filming from above. This show did from the sides. They had one on the table. They had somebody right here, like right on you. When you're cooking, I don't think I was ever on less than 3 cameras ever.
Yeah. Yeah. But that makes what they can produce and edit into a great show. Instead of just a single camera and one poor camera guy running around with his tongue hanging out trying to catch everything.
That would be difficult. I can say I learned a whole lot about that end of seeing all the special equipment. And they had these cameras that you actually wear. And I kept calling the guy RoboCop because he wore, and when he walked, I mean, it moves like on a geosphere or something like that. It's the wrong word. Sorry, but y'all know what I mean. It would move and I guess keep things level. It was Ronan. or something like that they called it. It was really, really, really cool.
It's called a jib.
Okay, but he wore. Jab.
Yeah, they have jibs you can wear. They're like a steady cam, and you can goes like that. Yeah,
you know more than me. I'm just a cook, you know.
Well, it's I had to learn too, though. And Leanne's going to get a big lesson here in about a month. So it's a good thing. It's a good thing. Don't worry, there, co-pilot.
I'm worried. I'm good.
You're all good.
She'll be ready. You know, was on the first show I was on in 2014 was on the Travel Channel. You know, and then I think my fifth show. So it's kind of cool that I've been on different networks see how different they operate. Like the first show I was on, you have an attorney sitting with you all the time. That's the way they did it. And it was classified as a game show because we won money. You know,
so that
was very different, how they sequestered it, how long they filmed it, that kind of thing. And then I go and I did the BAMIQ thing for like three seasons. And that was more of a very budget, more operation kind of thing. They only had, you know, a couple camera people and editors, you know, and then doing, I did a recent one on one of the country networks. And, you know, that was a very shoestring type budget, too. So I did some higher end. And then, of course, Barbecue Brawl, Food Network, big budget. But they were all very different.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. You know? They'll do that.
Yeah. And I learned something from each one and got to meet a lot of cool people.
There you go. We're going to take a break here on Barbecue Nation on the USA Radio Networks. Leanne and I and Miss Tina Cannon will be back with you very shortly. Please stay with us.
Ready for a new ride? Choose from over 1,000 vehicles at Weston Kia, like a new Kia Sportage, Soul, Forte, K4, Sorento, Telluride, or Carnival. Gas, electric, or hybrid. Oregon's all-time leader in Kia sales. Everyone wins at Weston.
1994 to 2023, Weston Kia has sold more new Kias than any other Kia dealer in Oregon, reported by Kia Corp.
Hey everybody, it's Jeff here. I want to tell you about something really cool. Heritage Steel Cookware. I just got mine. I do a lot of cooking, and it's got 5-ply construction stay cool handles. It's titanium strengthened. It's got all the great stuff. Just go to heritagesteel.us and find out more. You'll love it. I guarantee it. Hey, welcome back to Barbecue Nation. I'm JT along with Leanne Whippin. If you want to contact us, call Leanne. Don't call me. You can just go to barbecuenationjt.com. There's a thing there, a drop-down box. You can fill it out, send it in, and we will respond. Also, we're on Facebook with Barbecue Nation and our respective personal Facebooks and Twitter. Leanne's on Twitter. I'm on Twitter. Tina's on Twitter. Tina follows me now, and I follow her. We do all that. So very easy to get a hold of us if you have a question or a comment. We're very fortunate to have Tina Cannon with us today. Tina has been on a number of challenging TV shows over the years, and she's got a really cool history here, and we're going to talk about that. How'd you get started? I don't mean in the television aspect, but when Leanne was on the show the first time, man, I had to pry it out of her. Not really. How she worked with her dad coming up and got her involved in barbecue and all that. How did you start?
Y'all are going to just really laugh, but, you know, I grew up eating everything burnt on what my dad cooked.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say what really got me into the competitive part of it was watching a show called Pitmasters.
Ah, that's her right up there.
Yeah. So when I saw the show, I had already been cooking because like my 10th birthday gift was a Weber. Can I say a brand? Sorry.
Yeah.
It was a Okay. A Weber grill. That's what I asked for when I was 10 years old. So I had always kind of, you know, grilled, and I used to go to Girl Scout camp and ask to go cook with the boys on the open fire just because I liked it. You know, my grandfather was a great cook. So I have that history, but nothing like Liam, you know, with the family business and all of that. Mine was just, I liked barbecue. My papa did it. My dad burned everything. It was kind of a Gasper cook. But I really liked it. And when I got the opportunity to start going to like Girl Scout camp, back then it was Girl Scouts, they would let me go over because I wanted to cook. and I was trying to earn a badge. So I would go every year until I was higher up in the Girl Scouts and got, I guess, too old for that. And I just love to cook on open fire. You know, for that, you don't do anything too technical. We always hot dogs, hamburgers, sausage, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But when I saw the show Pitmasters on TV, I was like, I mean, you know, we just watched it. My husband and I watched it all the time. And it was just a freak time when I decided to go and compete. I know I've told this story before. It's kind of, I'll try to shorten it if you'd like to know. But I was cooking a bunch of barbecue for a bunch of workmen and workwoman that was at our house because there were some storms that came through, Lynn, like you've experienced recently. Uh-huh. But it ripped our roof off. So we, you know, and did a lot of damage. So we were having to have a new roof put on. So they were working really hard because there was another storm coming through. So I just got that old, it was a Brinkman, if I can say a brand, that we'd got free with points off a card or something like that. And the guy thought that he's, gosh, this is really good barbecue. Of course, he says to my husband, which is from New Jersey, and sorry, Lynn, barbecue mm-hmm. to them is, you know, putting the hot dog on the grill. That's what mm-hmm. they call it north, is barbecue. Mm-hmm. We down here, we call it, you know, that's grilling, you know. So he mentioned how good it was and talked about a contest. And he gave my husband the application. And I filled it out, went, and won.
Oh,
and then
you
get the bug. You get that, you know, a little bit of money. And the trophies I actually have on the other side of the room here because it was the first ones I ever got. And I won like $100 a category or something like that. Well, then I got the bug. You win once. Well, so I started competing. And that was that. And, you know, I got some calls, but I never got like anything better than 10th place for, I think, a couple of years at least. And then I had a really good year. Once I went pro, like 2015, I won the Georgia State Championship across the board, all categories. So, you know, that was a good year. And I won it a Firewoman Challenge at World Food, and that was a good year, you know, earned quite a bit of money. And then in the last year, I haven't really competed in like KCBS or any of the FBA or any of that. I haven't competed because I've been really concentrating on more teaching people. So I think it's a lost art. Mm-hmm. You know, people aren't low and slow cooking anymore.
No, that's true. And that's one thing that is kind of interesting to me. And Leanne, we've never actually talked about this with each other. Mm-hmm. You know, barbecue, traditional, low and slow, that type of thing, smoking, whatever. And everybody would kind of preach it. And then this is kind of one of the dichotomies. And then they try to figure out how to cut the corner on the time as they go forward.
Yeah, and hot and fast.
Yeah, do a little hot and fast on them there. What you've never told me about your thoughts on that, Leanne.
I am still low and slow, true blue. I've tried hot and fast. Maybe I just don't know how to do it properly. Sorry, Myron. But I feel like he's the one that really brought it to the forefront in competition and through the shows. It doesn't work for me. I can cook a little bit hotter, you know, rather than 225, go 275 with success. But when, you know, the brisket's at 350 or whatever they're doing, I just can't wrap my head around it.
Yeah. I'm super low. I'm like 235 in a competition. I'll do 235 at night for my big meats and then ramp it up earlier in the day. And I'll go to 275. Now, I guess I know how to do it because on Netflix, everything was hot and fast. But it's just not my thing. It's just not my favorite thing. You know, and in competition now, instead of just hot and fast, they're cutting the meat down. They're changing some of the rules. And I'm not saying that's bad or good. I'm just making comments so people don't get all upset. They're cutting it like where you can cook a 4-pound butt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whereas, you know, that's just, you know, whatever. I don't do that and probably never will, you know. But, you know, they're making it where it is less and less time. And to me, part of barbecue and part of the art of it, in my opinion, is that low and slow breaking down the, you know, meat. And I just like it better. It's, it's just me.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I mean, if you're, I have no problem firing up a gas grill to, you know, cook something on it like that, or my pellet grill or the charcoal grill. I mean, we all can use all of them. But I always find, I just have always kind of thought it was strange that people would talk about the low and slow and then do something else. We got to take another break. We're going to be back with Tina Cannon and Ms. Whippin and yours truly when we get back from this commercial message, of course. Hey, everybody, it's JT, and I have eaten, if you've ever looked at me, you know that, but I have eaten seafood all over the world, and I can tell you there's no place better than here in Oregon and our Dungeness crab. If you want to learn more about Oregon Dungeness crab, just go to OregonDungeness.org and find out how to cook it, how to catch it, where to buy it, and the sustainability of what they're doing there in the Oregon Crab Commission. Check it out. Welcome back to Barbecue Nation. I'm JT, along with Leanne Whippin and Tina Cannon. Today, we'd like to thank the folks at Painted Hills Natural Beef, beef the way nature intended. Don't forget, you can go to their website, and go to their online store, and you can type in the code BBQ Nation, get 15% off. I've heard from a couple of folks lately that bought some product from them. They were very happy with it. I've been happy with it for 20 years, so please do that. And also, drum roll, please, pig powder. That's this blonde lady sitting across the country from me looking on your screen. She has a little website called pigpowder.com. And it's one of the few places, not one of the few places, but one of the original places that you could buy pig powder, which was developed by her father, Trim Dab, and passed on now to Miss Leanne. And she sells it. She even
It won best rub on the planet amongst other awards. A lot of competitors use it. And I'll be honest with you, I haven't had one person complain to me about pig powder. Not one. Everybody loves it. And it's so versatile. And I'm not just saying that. It's true.
You want me just to make up some stuff and tell you?
I mean, I was at a coffee shop today and people were asking me about it. I need it. My family's coming in and I must have it. Yeah. I have another pallet coming in another week. I said, it's crazy.
That's it. So go to pigpowder.com and do that. We've got Tina Cannon with us today. Tina, of course, she's the winner in 2018 at the World Food Fire and Ice Challenge. And she was a reserve grand champion in barbecue there. And she was the original Netflix winner. She's got a long history of being, especially on television competitions and doing very well. But one of the things that Tina does that I read about, we've never talked. I think she and Leanne have talked before, perhaps, but I have not talked to her, is she volunteers for Meals on Wheels. And she also volunteers at a local culinary school teaching different various culinary classes. I find that great. I like to do a lot of volunteer work myself. Yeah. I do it more in the golf world than I do in the barbecue world because that's just what I do. But how did you get involved? You're there in Coweta. Is that
Coweta?
Coweta, excuse me.
That's all right.
How'd you decide to jump into Meals on Wheels?
I used to donate, if you compete, Leanne, there's a lot of waste involved. And that just, food waste is kind of one of my pet peeves because we have so many people in need in our country. And I knew a few other cooks that no longer are competing. And I said, what are you doing with all your coals, or your extra meat? And they told me. So I started donating. All of my coals, all of my cooked, I would vacuum seal it and I would donate it to them. And one day I got an email from them saying, hey, do you know anybody that can help us cook? Because, I was seeing them weekly because at the time I was competing a ton, practicing a lot. Or if I was catering, I'd have, leftover that extra that I had made. And I said, well, what about me? And that was several years ago. So I've been cooking for them ever since. And I'll be close to 60,000 this year.
Wow.
So, and I finally actually got an official helper today.
Really?
Yeah. I got my stirring and my flipping arm. I got good arm. I got muscles in this arm. But and what is amazing is she came in to volunteer. And she's a Johnson & Wales graduate. So we got two culinary people, you know, backgrounds. And she's in baking and pastry, which is not my thing. And mine's, you know, more entree, saute, meats. So we're going to make a really good dynamic duo in there. So we can really cook, you know, a lot more because I have a lot of travel plans and events coming up. So she can handle when I'm not there. This is the first time I've actually, because I'm going on a business trip to Austin, Texas tomorrow. And she's actually going to be by herself tomorrow. And I'm like flipping out because I have never, ever let someone like, I mean, well, there hasn't been anyone that could, you know, come in and
right.
Do that. So I'll probably be at the airport, like texting her, making sure everything's okay. But she only has to fix like 250 meals tomorrow. You know, we normally do 500 to 800 a day. So, wow. And we could do a lot more, but we don't have enough donations and, you know, we just don't have enough grants or anything to feed anymore and not enough, woman power.
There you go.
Not that we won't have, you know, guys come in the kitchen, but typically we have a couple people, you know, guys that help like pack the food. And we have like 100 people that deliver all of our meals every week. And we feed people 7 days a week.
Good for you guys.
7 days a week.
Yeah. You can always get Leanne to bake for you.
Yeah.
No, I am not a baker either.
You know, when you go to culinary school, it's so funny. I always tell a joke when you arrive, they go, "Do you like to get up early?" And I'm like, "No." They go, "Chef." If you say yes, baker. So yeah. Right. You in culinary school. That's not true. That's just a joke.
I know, but so is Leanne baking. Not that what she makes is a joke. She just doesn't
I can bake, but it is not something I enjoy. I don't like precise measurements.
Me either. Girl, me either. So Leanne, do you remember? You probably don't, but I remember the first time I actually met you in person.
I'm terrible. I'll say
that's
no.
Okay. it was 2012. Las Vegas, Nevada.
At the World's.
You were cooking lamb right next to me.
Yep. I made it to the final table. Yeah, that was my final dish.
Yeah.
almost made it. Almost.
Yeah. But that's where I met you. I actually cooked right next to you with Scott Smith, Q and Stewing and Brewing.
Oh, you remember I was cooking with my daughter then.
Yes. That's the first time I actually met you. I mean, you were very focused and we didn't have like a lot of chit-chat because, you know, World Food's quite busy.
Yeah.
So that's the first time I actually met you in person, and you probably didn't know, but I was super excited.
Cool. Thank you.
Did she offer to sign an autograph for you?
No,
and I didn't ask, you know, because she was really obviously busy and had made it through, and you don't want to mess with somebody really when they're trying to win, you know.
Oh, I know.
You've been to a contest and people walk out right in the middle of your turn in.
Isn't that the truth?
and you have to be nice, especially once she, you know, appeared on TV and things like that. You don't want to come across because everything comes across worse than you intended to be. So I usually will go in, you know, and try to do all my prep as much as I can inside, you know, when it's box turning.
It's a great event, the Worlds. Yeah, I like to go every year. It's fantastic.
You know, I haven't been since I won there, and I'm actually going back this year.
Oh, I'll see you there.
Yeah, but guess what I'm competing in?
The fire again?
No, I'm doing something totally different.
Dessert?
Sushi.
I'm baking. No, I am doing seafood.
Oh, good.
Good for you.
That's fine.
I haven't made any announcement yet, but I've taken on a new sponsor that I'll probably be announcing next week. And they've offered to partner with me, and hopefully I can produce something.
Well, good luck to you. That's awesome.
Thank you, because I haven't announced that I was going. I was like, I'm so glad that I was on here with y'all tonight.
It's right around the corner.
I haven't told anybody, but like my family and Meals on Wheels, hey, I'm going to be gone for like 4 days in November, 5 days. You know, so I haven't told anybody yet. So now y'all know. And whenever.
All right. Well, best of luck, really.
Everybody will know.
Yeah.
Leanne, are you judging or are you competing?
I'm judging. I'm a master judge down there.
Yeah.
I used to compete. Yeah. I won first place in potato salad of all things back in the day. Yeah, $10,000 and good prize money.
Yeah, they have good prize money. But I just thought, you know, I'm going to get back into competing. I'm just going to do that. I'm going to do that.
Good for you both. Good for you both. Maybe I'll have to hop a plane down to Vegas and see you both. But by the time
it's in Dallas.
They were in Vegas years ago, and then they moved to Orange Beach.
Yeah.
And they were in, was it Orlando?
Yeah, I think so. They bounced around.
And then they went to Orange Beach or vice versa. And then they've been in Dallas now, you know, for a few years. So I just, you know, don't want to drive my barbecue rig out there and spend that much. I mean, you know, you got 10 days involved in something. And, you know, I'm cooked for so many people at Meals on Wheels. I mean, if there's nobody that I know can do that much, maybe now I have somebody. But I've already committed to seafood, so I'm sticking with it.
There you go. Mm-hmm. There you go.
I'll write me if you got any good tips on anything. You know, since you're in Tampa now, you might have some great things that you think I should try for seafood. So,
you could use some pig powder.
You know what? Not that y'all didn't segue into my product, but I'm probably going to use mussels.
There you go.
What is your seasoning? I want to hear about it.
European blend.
It's called European blend. And it's what I actually used on my ribs on Netflix. But they wouldn't let me. I had to mix it up and put it in something because you can't put your own product on there. You know, if you wanted to, how much was it going to cost to put your product on a show like that, you know? So we mixed it up in the Herbs to Province bottle because they knew somebody in their right mind would not use Herbs to Province. And
right. I was going to ask you if it had the same profile as that.
It has some very similar profiles, just a little bit different. Mine only has like 20 milligrams of sodium. Of course, it's gluten-free. I'm either going to use that or I'm going to use my brine.
Oh, there you go. So, very nice.
Because I use this as a dry brine or a wet brine. So once I talk with my sponsor stuff about what things that I'm going to cook, I can decide. And then I got a hot sauce. I'm just going to give all the plugs, y'all.
Okay.
No hot sauce. So I've got 3 products out plus other merch on my website. So
what is your website?
TinaCannonCooks.com.
Very good.
All of the proceeds goes to Meals on Wheels.
Oh, excellent. Cool. Excellent. Yeah. Not okay, me. We're going to take...
No, I made a commitment to Meals on Wheels.
Good for you. We are going to take a break. We're going to be back with Tina Cannon, wrap up the show. And I don't have to ask her what her website is now, but we will anyway. So we'll be doing that. Leanne and I and Tina will be back right after this.
Ready for a new ride? Choose from over 1,000 vehicles at Westin Kia, like a new Kia Sportage, Soul, Forte, K4, Sorento, Telluride, or Carnival. Gas, electric, or hybrid. Oregon's all-time leader in Kia sales. Everyone wins at Westin.
1994 to 2023, Westin Kia has sold more new Kias than any other Kia dealer in Oregon, reported by Kia Corp.
Hey, everybody, it's JT. You know, I talk about Painted Hills all the time, and we always say beef the way nature intended, but it's more than that, because each bite of Painted Hills will make your taste buds explode, put a big, bright smile on your face, and whoever's at your dinner table will have a big, bright smile on their face, and you can thank me for that later. Just go to PaintedHillsBeef.com and find out more. You won't regret it. Hey, everybody, JT here. I want to tell you about Hammerstahl knives. Hammerstahl combines German steel with beautiful and functioning designs. They're part of the Heritage Steel Group, which also does their pots and pans. So go to heritagesteel.us. Check out the Hammerstahl knives. If you're really into cooking, I think you're really going to like them. Welcome back to the Nation, Barbecue Nation. Okay, so now I get to tell people. We talked about it with Meathead was on last week, but this is more serious. Not that Leanne and Tina are very serious. They're sincere, but they're not overly serious. Leanne and I are going to be doing a new television show together called Grilling at the Green, which is named after my golf show, my radio show. And we start filming in October, and we are going to have some fun with it. And then I think if I can con Leanne into doing it, either towards probably right after Thanksgiving, get her back up here, and we will film some of the, quote, winter segments up here. Mm-hmm. And it is going to be aired on Apple, Amazon, Roku, Pluto, and I got a couple other channels, but it'll be on the Golf News Net complete channel, And so we're contracted to do about a dozen shows. So I'm looking forward to working with Leanne on that and giving her a hard time, which is part of my part of my job.
Oh boy, here we go.
But it's going to be a little bit of a different type of show. We're going to be doing a lot of grilling and stuff, but we're also going to bring some very easy, fun things to cook. If you're having your friends over after you play golf, we'll do some long term. We're not going to do too much low and slow on there because golfers don't have that kind of patience, I don't think. But but we're going to be doing a lot of fun stuff, and we want to thank Gorilla Grills and what's that outfit you work for, Leanne? Oh yeah, Pit Boss. Yes, we want to thank both of them and the Oregon Crab Commission and a few others for supporting our show. So we'll keep you posted, but that's kind of a big announcement. And also, Leanne and I are going to be in Tennessee in October. She's going to be judging the Jack, but before that, we are broadcasting live from quote unquote the party at Byron's Chisholm's outfit there. I'm coming into town. We're going to do a live 2-hour show with everybody there, and we're going to watch Leanne dance and do the swing and the two-step with Byron. I'm going to get you committed to that. Anyway, okay. It's going to be fun. And as we get closer, we'll tell you all the streaming channels that you'll be able to see that. And you can watch it afterwards because, it, you know, once you put it out there in the interweb world, it stays forever. But it is going to be live, so it ought to be interesting and ought to be fun. Never been done like that before. And Byron's never invited anybody before to do it. So there you go. Yeah. All right, let's get back and talk with Tina some more here. And all the stuff you've done in the last, you know, 15 years or whatever, Tina, what's the biggest thing you think you've learned, especially about barbecue and then just cooking overall?
Guys, you put me on the spot there. The biggest thing I've learned.
Wait till you get to after hours, kid.
There's been so many different type of cookers I've been able to cook on and, you know, accomplish really good flavored food by trying different types of cookers. I remember when I started, I was cooking on bullets, Weber bullets.
Right.
And I remember, you know, being I'm cooking on stick burner. I'm going to cook on stick, you know, always. And then who would have thought that I would end up competing on a gravity fan? I thought I'll never do that. So I've learned to say never.
That's good.
Yeah. That's good.
Never. Because, you know, until you experience cooking on that. And I had a stint where I was working with Gorilla Grills a while back because I won one at World Food. And I loved it. But they, you know, I don't know. I think they sold out or to a different company a while back. And then I haven't had a pellet grill since. And I actually really loved cooking on it because I could leave and go do my thing, you know, go to the store, whatever I wanted to go visit mama, you know, and come back. And I thought I would never do that. And I actually really enjoyed it. And then I had an OG at the time, the original Gorilla. And I actually have to say, I really, really enjoyed cooking that. There's some old videos I did for them, y'all. So y'all go and watch them.
You know, they got bought a little over a year ago by American Outdoor Brands.
Yeah, I thought it was longer than that, but I knew that they did. But
yeah.
Of course, I don't have one anymore. I just have I have a couple of Big Green Eggs. I have another like combo grill that I think is no longer in existence, but I still use it until it breaks. Right. And then, you know, I have my gravity fan, I have a couple kettle grills, I have a tribal grill. You know, I got a lot, but I don't have a pellet grill. So if anybody's listening.
Well, I'm sure somebody will hear this. Okay.
I hope that they do.
I'm sure somebody will hear this. Do you have anything that you want to accomplish in the barbecue world that you have not yet?
In the barbecue world. Oh my gosh. You know, I give classes and I just really want to continue that because I think it's a lost art. So I want to teach as many people as I can the lost art of low and slow. Get some flack. It's not a lost art. I still do it. More people cook hot and fast now, or they like to go to a big box store and buy it already done. They don't have the patience and the joy of, you know, spreading that joy of, you know, hanging out. It brings back family time, you know, when you're sitting around and doing that and serving. Mm-hmm. And of course, I want to continue serving people in my community through barbecue. Mm-hmm. That's something, as long as that I, you know, can, I will do. You know, I'm fixing to be 60, y'all. So I got a good 20 years left, right? I got a new 20 years.
You do. You got 20.
You got 20 plus there. I will tell you.
Look at Tootsie, right? Yeah,
I know. I got to meet her last year. Matter of fact, it was October. I went on a trip with a group of other lady barbecue cooks. Some of them, I'm sure you know, and we got to go and actually meet her and talk to her, make pictures and eat and hang out with her, even though we still had to wait in line for 10 hours. But it was only 10 hours rather than more. You know, some people wait more. So, but we met so many cool people in line and got to tour her pits and talk with her about, she answered everything we wanted to know. So that was
excellent.
Awesome. She's very, very frank and direct.
Okay, Tina, we got to get out of here, but we're going to go right into after hours. But again, real quick, where can people find you and your sauces, seasonings, and other merch?
All right, at TinaCanningCooks.com. And I'm on all social media under Tina Canning Cooks. And y'all, I answer all of my own stuff. I don't have people.
I got Leanne. So-
so, no, but she's, you know, got, a lot of people assume that you have people filtering all that. Mm-hmm. You know, I do get things that aren't always sweet, and mm-hmm. I try to answer even those in the nicest manner I can. So if anybody has cooking questions or any questions, I really, really do love for people to write me and ask me.
Excellent. Awesome. Excellent. Tina Cannon from Tina Cannon Cooks. Thank you for being with us, Miss Leanne. Thank you as always. Great job. And we're going to jump into after hours. For those of you who leave us now, we thank you for listening. And don't forget our motto, turn it, don't burn it. Take care, everybody.
Barbecue Nation is produced by JTSD LLC Productions in association with Salem Media Group. All rights reserved.